From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Ukraine's security chief says his organization put in place a plan to have a prominent Russian war correspondent and Kremlin critic fake his own death. The plan was designed to save the reporter's life. It had been in the works for 2 months. The journalist, thought dead, stunned reporters when he appeared Wednesday for a televised news conference. China is promising it will fight back if the United States goes through with plans to impose big tariffs on Chinese goods imported into the U.S. Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Hua Chunying strongly criticized the Trump administration through an interpreter.
If the United States insists on acting in an arbitrary and reckless manner, then the Chinese side will have to take resolute and forceful measures to protect our legitimate interests.
The administration said the proposed tariffs are in response to China's technology transfer practices and its theft of intellectual property. An Afghan policeman was killed in an attack Wednesday on the headquarters of the Interior Ministry in the capital, Kabul. Attackers armed with assault rifles and grenade launchers stormed the heavily fortified headquarters of the Afghan Interior Ministry on Wednesday, battling security forces for more than 2 hours. A car bomb was detonated at the entrance of the ministry to launch the attack, and then several gunmen ran inside the compound. The Trump administration has imposed new sanctions on 3 Iranian organizations and 6 Iranian individuals whom it says have committed serious human rights abuses on behalf of Iran. A statement from the Treasury Department says Iran's government diverts national resources that belong to the people. This is VOA News. The flare-up of violence along the Israel-Gaza border subsided Wednesday. Palestinian officials said an Egyptian-mediated ceasefire had been reached with Israel, and the fragile truce appears to be holding. Correspondent Robert Berger reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Egypt, which shares a border with both Gaza and Israel, stepped in and convinced Palestinian militant groups to accept a truce. Islamic Jihad spokesman Daoud Shihab said his faction does not want an escalation or war. But he warned Israel that the Palestinians have nothing to lose in light of a crippling Israeli blockade on Gaza imposed a decade ago. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
When Kim Jong-chol lands in New York, he will become the most senior North Korean representative to meet with American officials on U.S. soil in 18 years. Reuters correspondent Grace Lee reports the former spy chief is known for his strong personality.
According to South Korean officials, he's one of the most powerful people in North Korea, part of Kim Jong-un's inner circle and central to the North's diplomatic ties with the outside world. He's known as a difficult negotiator and had once even stormed out of a room during talks with Seoul. But he's also had tough times. Kim was once demoted to a 3-star general after dozing off during a meeting. He was even briefly sent to a re-education camp for what South Korea described as his overbearing manner and abuse of power.
Reuters correspondent Grace Lee, U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, is expected to meet late Wednesday in New York with Kim. The two have already met twice in Pyongyang. Police in Paris on Wednesday cleared out about 1,000 people from the largest makeshift migrant capital in in the French capital. The mainly African migrants were moved out of their tent camp, put in buses, and taken to gymnasiums in the region. Hopes that Italy might avoid a potentially damaging general election lifted European markets on Wednesday. President Trump signed legislation Wednesday to give patients with deadly diseases the so-called right to try experimental drugs that might extend their lives. And former Hollywood movie producer Harvey Weinstein won't testify before a grand jury that's considering whether to indict him on rape and other sex charges. U.S. economic growth has been revised downward to a 2.2% annual rate in the first quarter as consumers slowed spending sharply. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.